现在订阅《大家说英语》杂志，不论找工作、升学或英检，表现更棒。快上
studioclassroom.com。
现在请收听教学节目。Need a friend, here's what to say. Let's talk in English, 10 minutes every day. Need a friend, here's what to say. Let's talk in English, 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Garrett, and we're so glad you're joining us to review.
Right, today is Saturday, and thank you for spending the day with us.
That's right. Today we'll look back at all of our lessons from this last week, starting with our Monday how-to lesson. In this one, we learned how to take your temperature.
Right, your temperature is how cold or how hot your body is. We learn how to do that using a digital thermometer.
Right, one that you hold up to your forehead right here. Next, we had a couple of story lessons. Well, it was two parts of the same story. This one was called The Magic Pot.
This was a special pot that could keep making porridge, but you had to say the right words.
And if you didn't, it would overflow. There was porridge all over the place in that story. Finally, we had a tips lesson called Taking Care of Yourself.
Right. In this lesson, we talked about mental health, how to keep your mind and your emotions happy and healthy.
All right, friends. We do have a question for today. Think about this as we review. The question is, if you could only eat one thing for the rest of your life, what would you choose? Think about this as we go watch our lessons.
Hey, good morning, Linda. Oh, what's wrong? Are you feeling unwell?
Oh, hey, Howie. I'm feeling very tired. My head is warm and my body feels uncomfortable. Maybe I'm sick.
Did you take your temperature?
My temperature? No. Why would I need to take my temperature?
Knowing your temperature will help you know if you are really sick. First, you will need to get a forehead thermometer.
Oh, I don't have one.
Well, lucky for you, Linda, I have one in my bag today.
Oh, so how do we use it?
Like most electric things, we need to turn it on. There.
Oh, and now we just point it at my forehead?
Yes, but first you will need to brush your hair away from your forehead.
Okay, is this better?
Great. And one more thing.
What?
Wipe any sweat from your forehead.
Oh, why do we have to do all this before taking my temperature?
Because the thermometer needs a clean surface. This will give a clear reading.
It turned off. Is it broken?
Oh, it needs new batteries. Let me change them with new batteries. Stay here. All right, let's try this again.
Okay.
Hold the thermometer 2 centimeters from your forehead.
Okay. Is this 2 centimeters?
Yes, that's about right. Are you ready?
Yes.
Now, press and hold start for 1 second.
Oh, the thermometer beeped. Does that mean I got my temperature?
Let's check. Read the temperature on the thermometer's screen.
It says my temperature is 38.2 degrees.
Ah, I see. Well, any temperature over 38 degrees is a fever. In this case, I think you should go home and rest. Maybe drink some water too. Then check your temperature later to see if your body is getting better.
Thank you, Howie. Yes, I think I will go home and rest. May I borrow your forehead thermometer until I feel better?
Sure thing. I hope you feel better real soon, Linda.
Thanks, Howie.
Bye. Whew.
The Magic Pot. Listen carefully when someone gives instructions. Once upon a time, a poor girl named Lucy lived in a small village. She was kind and helped others when she could. But she and her mother were often very hungry because they were poor. One day, Lucy was gathering berries in the forest. She met an old woman.
"Hello,"
said Lucy.
"How are you today?"
"Not well," said the old woman. "I'm poor and very hungry."
Lucy felt sorry for her, so she gave the woman all her berries. The old woman smiled and said,
"Thank you, dear child. You have a kind heart. I wish to give you something in return."
She handed Lucy a small old pot.
"This is a magic pot,"
she said.
"When you say, 'Cook, little pot, cook,' it will make warm, delicious porridge. And when you want it to stop, just say, 'Stop, little pot, stop.'"
"Oh, thank you,"
cried Lucy. She ran home to show her mother the magic pot. That night, they tried the magic pot.
"Cook, little pot, cook,"
Lucy said. The pot bubbled and filled with delicious hot porridge.
"Mmm,"
said her mother, finishing her porridge.
"May I have more?"
"Of course,"
said Lucy.
"There is plenty."
Soon Lucy and her mother were full and happy for the first time in ages. Then Lucy said,
"Stop, little pot, stop."
And the pot stopped cooking. From that day on, Lucy and her mother never went hungry again. Anytime Lucy and her mother were hungry, the pot cooked them a perfect meal. They also shared their porridge with their neighbors. They were very grateful. One day, Lucy wanted to go out.
"If you're hungry, mother, say the magic words. Then the pot will cook,"
said Lucy.
"I know,"
said her mother.
"And when you want it to stop,"
said Lucy,
"you say..."
"I know, I know,"
her mother interrupted.
"Now be on your way."
After Lucy left, her mother was hungry. She said to the pot,
"Cook, little pot, cook."
The pot began to bubble and fill with porridge. When the pot was full, her mother said,
"That's enough, pot."
But the pot didn't stop. So she said,
"Stop! Stop, pot!"
But the pot didn't stop. Lucy's mother couldn't remember the words to make it stop. Porridge spilled out of the pot. It soon filled the kitchen. Then porridge flowed out the door and into the village. When Lucy came back, she saw porridge flooding the village. She quickly shouted,
"Stop, little pot, stop!"
And the pot stopped cooking. The village was covered in porridge, but everyone laughed at the funny situation.
"Look at all this porridge,"
said a man.
"What will we do with it?"
"Eat it,"
said another. Then the people ate porridge for breakfast, lunch, and dinner until it was all gone. After that, Lucy and her mother used the pot carefully. They always remembered the magic words.
Hey, Sam. How are you?
To tell you the truth, not good.
Why not?
I'm too busy, so I'm feeling pretty anxious and stressed.
I'm sorry to hear that. You need to take care of yourself.
I know, but how?
One really basic thing, get enough sleep. That can make a big difference.
You're right. I do need more sleep.
You also need regular exercise. Take time to walk, bike, or play a sport. That will help you feel less stressed.
True. I'm not exercising enough.
And make time to call or text friends or family. They care about you and will support you.
That's right. I need to do that too.
And take breaks when you're working.
I'm doing that now.
Hi, Greg. How are you doing?
Much better than last week. I decided I need to do a better job of taking care of my mental health.
That's important. So how are you doing that?
Well, getting more sleep for one. I've also stopped putting so much pressure on myself.
What do you mean?
I'm not a robot. I can only do so much in a day.
So if you can't get something done today, you can do it tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a healthy way to look at things.
I know. I'm also taking a walk at lunchtime, most days. I am much calmer when I get back from a walk.
Walking helps me too.
I'm also trying to spend less time on my phone and computer and spend more time with people in person.
Me too. I've started having coffee with a different friend once a week. We share about things in our lives.
Good idea. It's important to let others know how we're doing.
All right, those were our lessons from this last week. Now it's time to see if we can remember what we learned and maybe try to see if we know some things that are similar. Well, on Monday, we talked about how to take our temperature with something that looks at our forehead right here. But what other parts of our body can we look at to take our temperature?
Well, you can also take a thermometer, but not the digital kind, and you can put it inside your mouth. Then you can also know how hot or cold your body is.
Yeah, you usually put it under your tongue. One other popular kind of thermometer goes inside your ear. Just put it in for a few seconds and you'll know your temperature.
Or you can also take a thermometer and put it under your arm. Keep it there for 10 or 20 seconds and then you can find your temperature.
Right. And if you're too hot, you might have a fever. Make sure you get enough rest, drink lots of water, and maybe you'll want to take some medicine. Hopefully, you'll get better quickly.
And if you have a high fever that doesn't come down, then you should go see a doctor.
That's right. All right, friends, moving on, we went to our story lesson. Let's try to review what happened in that story. First, there were some people who were poor, right?
Right. There was a mother and her daughter. And the daughter was very kind. She offered the food, the berries she had gathered, to an old lady.
That old lady was very thankful and gave her a magic pot. When you said the magic words, the pot kept making porridge.
Right. This young girl was very grateful to the old lady, and she and her mother made porridge with this magic pot.
But one day they forgot, or the mother forgot the words to make it stop. There was so much porridge, it flowed down into the town below. Thankfully, eventually, her daughter was able to help out. This was a pretty funny story.
It sure was. Now, we want to talk about how we can take care of ourselves. Remember, you are important and you are loved.
Right. And your life is not meant to be lived by yourself. Make sure you have enough support from family or friends that can remind you how important you are.
Right. You make a difference. Thank you so much for joining us.
That's right. Now, friends, it's time to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back, everyone. In our lessons from this last week, we had some fun features. Let's go watch those now.
Hi, I'm Detective Carter. I have a problem. I have some items, and I need to find one that is different. Can you help me find the odd one out? I have 4 words. 3 are the same. 1 is odd. It is different from the other 3. Can you find the odd one? Here are pain, fever, degrees, and sweat. Can you find the word that is not about heat? It's pain. Fever, degrees, and sweat are about temperature. A high degree makes you sweat or maybe have a fever, but many things make you feel pain, not just a fever or burn. So pain is the odd word. Ready to try again? Pain, litter, headache, and flu. Ugh, I don't like these words, but which one is different? The answer is litter. You might see a doctor for pain, a headache, or the flu, but if you have litter, you need a trash can, not a doctor. Good work. You helped me find the odd one out. See you next time, friends.
Hello, Maria. What are you doing here?
I'm here to ask you questions.
Oh, that's right. You ask me questions, and I answer them.
So, are you ready for the first question?
Yes, I'm always ready. So, what's the question?
What did the village people do with all the porridge?
What porridge?
The porridge that spilled out of the magic pot and flooded the village.
Oh, that porridge.
Yes. What did they do with it?
Well, they ate it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yes, that's correct.
That's a lot of porridge.
It sure is. So, Grandpa, here's the next question.
Well, I'm ready.
What can't you remember sometimes?
I can't remember.
You can't remember what you can't remember?
That's correct. That's because I remember everything.
So you can't remember what you can't remember because you remember everything?
Yes, that's correct.
No, that's crazy. It doesn't make sense.
Sure it does. Think about it.
Say, here's a bright new day, but sometimes things go wrong. When your life's not going right, just sing a happy song. Nothing is impossible when you believe. Look to your Father up above, He knows just what you don't.
Oh, sorry. I didn't see you there. I was just texting on my phone. Okay, I'll put that away now. Welcome back to What's Next. My name is Siva. Let's take a look at some pictures today and guess what will happen next. Are you ready? Today's picture starts with a girl walking in the neighborhood. It looks like a calm place with nothing unusual. There's a girl dressed in a school uniform. Is she going to school or coming back? I guess she is not in a hurry because she is looking at her phone. That seems normal to me. Oh, the girl is still looking at her phone while she is walking. She is very distracted by her phone. Where is she walking? Uh-oh, there is some construction on the sidewalk. It looks like the sidewalk is being remade. I don't think the girl can see the orange cones. She better look up from her phone or she might get into trouble. Look up, girl. Look up. What will happen next? I told you to look up. Now she has a problem. She walked on the sidewalk, which is still wet. She made a couple of footprints because it is still wet. Her shoes are now dirty. She better step out before she gets stuck. I think the sidewalk workers will be unhappy that she did not look up from her phone.
Phones can be very distracting. That's why there are rules for not using your phone when moving around. Always look around when moving around. And don't use the phone too much. I'm working on that too. Thanks for joining me today on What's Next.
All right, Esther, let's answer our question for today. If you could only eat one thing and nothing else for the rest of your life, what would you choose?
I would choose pizza. You know, there are many different kinds of pizzas, savory pizzas and sweet pizzas. How about you, Garrett? What would you choose?
I think pizza is a pretty good choice. I might choose something like soup. I guess that's cheating because there are so many different kinds, but you'd want to make sure it's something that's healthy enough.
Right, and it must be something that you really enjoy. You know, when you eat things you enjoy, you're also taking care of your mental health as well.
That's right. Take care of yourself and have a great weekend, friends. We'll see you on Monday right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.
Bye.